Blog Talk Radio.
Whenever you are, this is Alan B. Smith inviting you to join us on a very short but sweet episode of Paranormal Now on Blog Talk Radio Live. So tonight, due to some scheduling issues and some exciting news that I have to share with you, we will have only a few short excerpts to share with you. And that news is the fact that we are going to be on iHeartRadio. And actually, if you go to the iHeartRadio app or site, you can find Paranormal Now, and it's available to listen. So we're going to do some rearranging of the scheduling and, of course, some efforts to promote the fact that we're on iHeartRadio. So tonight, there will be no show. That said, I'm going to play just a few short excerpts from the many podcasts we've done before the show actually became a live feature. So anyway, here we go. And thanks again for joining in. I really appreciate your support. The program is getting a much wider audience. So I just couldn't be more grateful and ecstatic. And for all of you night owls out there, it's only going to get better from here.
Hey guys, it's Eliana. So as a very young woman still just beginning to research this paranormal phenomena, my words of wisdom would be to start with inner knowledge. Get to know yourself and start to hone your intuition so you can use it as a way to help you discern what is the truth. Because along your research, you'll find disinformation or unreliable sources. So the thinking mind is absolutely something to be utilized, but it pales in comparison to the inner wisdom of your intuition. Enjoy this episode of Paranormal Now. And follow us on Instagram at Mind Altering Media.
Hello, my name is Jay Yates, and my paranormal word of wisdom is ghosts are people too.
And here's an excerpt of Paranormal Now as it was in its infancy. This is from the first episode, just a brief explanation of how I got to be where I am and what we're doing. And then after that, we'll see you guys next week. In the meantime, be well, and let the mystery take you. Wherever you are and wherever you are, welcome and join us as we traverse the cosmic highway of paranormal landmines and alien crossroads. This is Paranormal Now. I'm your host, Alan B. Smith, and this is our first maiden voyage episode. Tonight coming up, I've got Corey Adams, author in the making, author of The Stephenville UFO, Ken Cherry, and Stanton Friedman for the last hour and a half. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing a paranormal radio show? Well, it kind of all started with Epic Voyages Radio which is where I met Ken Cherry and got involved there, and I started guest hosting. But my love for the UFO enigma, in particular, and my love for the fun of the hunt for ghosts and the paranormal, and the enigma and mysteries of life in general, everything from spirituality to metaphysics, I just dig on it. I really love it. And like I always say, I live in the mystery because that's where I find some peace. I think what really started it for me was I was about 12 or 11 years old with a friend of mine in the back of a car driving on the New Jersey Turnpike late at night, looking out the window, and the sky was perfectly clear, and we saw two objects. One in particular, in the four, was much brighter. And this one object streaked across the sky and stopped on a dime and streaked across the sky back from whence it came, again stopped on a dime. And this was not a bird. This was not a fly. The other object was moving, but more slowly. But this one particular object then finally took off up into the upper atmosphere. And there is no way that you can tell me that this was some sort of natural phenomena. It was clearly intelligently controlled. And from that moment on, I questioned. It got to the point that I actually started my own little club. And that club, at the time, was investigating other things, of course, other local mysteries around the corner, the empty haunted house down the street, whatever conspiracy we could find. But what I did is I started taking notepads in my book called The Spy Patrol, and I would talk to friends of friends, neighbors, cousins, family, and I would take notes, and I'd ask people, did you ever see a UFO in your life? Have you ever had an encounter? And at 12 years old, I was actually really surprised, because it wasn't just something that I had seen on TV. I mean, these are real-life people who actually had experiences. And so I started jotting these things down. Unfortunately, I have no idea where that book is now. I would love to find it. But that was it. That was it. I was sold. I was done. You know, of course, up until that point, I had loved movies like E.T. the Extraterrestrial and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That's fascinating to any kid. But this one particular experience made me question. It made me question, what is our reality? And that's a bigger question than just saying, oh, I saw a UFO, but it has that effect. Because if it's not conventional, if it's not the U.S. military, what is it? And if something so beyond our comprehension exists, what else might be beyond our comprehension? So, speaking of metaphysics, which is where I'm leading with this, my next guest is Corey Adams. Corey Adams is associated with AlienAxioms.com. He runs their social media accounts, and he's in the process of writing a book. I've had him on the show when I was with Epic Voyages Radio, and I wanted to get an update with Corey to see how he's doing and see what his research and work is leading into. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother. So what are you up to?
Well, right now, currently, I am just kind of in the process of writing the book I'm working on. I've got a rough draft going on. I've got the chapters forming, and each chapter is sort of the different organizational thing I'm working on. So, for instance, like one, the first chapter is called You Are Not Unique. And it's just an idea of trying to break down the ego of a person and let everybody understand the group consciousness that we all have kind of together. So the statement, you are not unique, is sort of a bold statement. And it's meant to sort of draw your attention to that statement, because everybody feels that they are individual. Well, even in the process of feeling individual or feeling unique, feeling like you are different, you feel that you're basically feeling the exact same way that everybody else is feeling. And so when you're told that you're not unique, the distaste that happens when you hear that is the same exact distaste that everybody else kind of gets in their mind. And just that right there is sort of my opening statement to kind of break the barriers of what we believe is happening with every single one of us. And
so what is unique?
Well, I think unique is really just a human construct, because it's something that we all feel that we want to kind of bring out something that's inside of ourselves, but we all are doing it in a way that is fighting against something. Well, it's sort of like fighting against the system, I guess you could call it, where like we want to do something, want to do think something, carve our own niche in the world, create our own reality. And I think that's a really powerful idea, is to create your own reality. But, you know, you often hear this and you think, like, whenever I was younger, I used to think, create your own reality. Well, that's not true, because if I wanted to create my own reality, then I could walk.
And just leaving you hanging a little bit longer there, just to see how it feels to kind of slip into the metaphysical void. So that's just a quick snippet of some of what we do at Paranormal Now. If you're new to this, as a friendly reminder, you can always follow us on Paranormal Now, at Paranormal Now, on Instagram, at Paranormal _ Now, on Twitter, and Paranormal Now Radio on Facebook. Please spread the word. Follow us on either Spreaker or iHeartRadio or Blog Talk Radio or any of our social media sites. Things are going much quicker than I had expected. So I am grateful to you all once again, and I look forward to exploring the great mysteries beyond.